tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Again, I'll start this show by saying the same thing I say every week. This is not the episode. If you want to watch the episode, go to SouthParkStudios.com. Thank you for tuning in. This is the after show for Season 19, Episode 3, This Shitty Part of Town. If you haven't already, go to AfterBuzzTV.com. Check out our website, as well as go to YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV and subscribe. Go to iTunes, leave us a comment, and give us 5 stars. Joining me today to discuss the episode is Phil Svitek.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
And Christy Olsen, found at Christy Your Voice. Thank you for joining us.
That's right. Hit me up.
All right. And I'm Stephen Lemieux. You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, STPHENLEMIEUX. So this episode is actually, it's kind of nice to get away from the serious topics for a while and just enjoy an episode where they're just making fun of the state of something, as opposed to just like all political commentary and the horrible state of our world.
But what about the Mexicans?
I know they ended it with the lead in, and I'm really loving the continuity. It's really on your nose continuity. I think last season they were really testing the waters with the subtlety of like bringing things over, aside from like Randy being Lord, like that was fairly on your nose. But this one, it literally opens the episode with PC printer, everything being PC and everything that happened in the previous two episodes and Donald Trump. What's he doing right now? Well, they talk about having the asshole from the school went over with Jimmy Fallon, mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon. Mark, wait.
They only had Jimmy Fallon.
It was only Jimmy. What?
Well, how many Jimmys are you trying to name?
I don't know. Cause
Jimmy and Timmy, but they didn't make any jokes.
Well, the character literally looked like Jimmy Kimmel, but then it was Jimmy Fallon. I don't know if it was...
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel looks different.
Okay, all right. So they're talking about Mr. Gary Hitson, and apparently he comes from the Shitheads of America Incorporated. Woo-hoo. And all these people in South Park are just watching this and just like, that's not funny.
They're so offended.
How are they going to make one person represent an entire area? That's not funny. They don't care that his jokes are at the expense of other people.
Yeah, it always tends to be that way. Yeah, you know. I mean, I remember Randy a couple seasons ago. They were watching TV. They had their TV dinners, and they were watching like floods happen. Right, it was like Katrina or something. Like, oh man, that sounds so terrible. Someone should do something. Yeah, okay. And now all of a sudden you care, but yeah, that's obviously that.
So this is playing on two things going on in our pop culture today. You have comedians are getting bombasted for making fun of handicapped people or making fun of a particular group or just making politically incorrect jokes, which is something that South Park does so well. But comedians are getting blasted for doing it because, hey, what about what these people are feeling right now? It's a joke. Take the joke. But
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, South Park obviously does this, but comedy in general is supposed to open up dialogue.
Yeah,
that's its purpose. Like, if you know, the joke is, yes, it's funny, but obviously if you aren't taking the right way, then clearly there's something not funny about it and you should discuss it further.
But I think what's so interesting about that is you have the people who are offended by all this, you have the comedians who are joking about it, and the comedy's supposed to open up the dialogue, but the character that's supposed to explain all of the dialogue on this show, which is Kyle, they won't let him talk. So they're effectively making it so the one person who has like the rational voice in this town, just like the people who would speak out against political ignorance, except for the idiot who is the Donald Trump of this Mr. Garrison, can't talk. So it's kind of the state of the things right now. Kyle representing the common sense America who don't have a voice because nobody's letting them talk.
But he's been rendered literally speechless.
Literally speechless. So they need to fix it. So the mayor's talking about the image problem to everybody, and they're not talking about fixing the town, or they're not talking about fixing the fact that everyone is exactly what everyone's saying in South Park. They need to fix the image problem. So they invite the politically sensitive person on stage, who is Randy Marsh. He's been PC for a while now. So
a couple of weeks.
He thinks what this town needs is
a Whole Foods, which makes sense.
Duh.
Yeah, you know, when you're not respecting the environment and you're not doing anything, you know what really changes your image? A Whole Foods. Whole Foods is a really great place.
Well, that because that, you know, it puts you in a certain economic class.
Right.
It puts you in a certain socio-political class of like, oh, I'm conscious of the environment because I use 30% recycled paper. So, yeah, it makes sense.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do Soto Sopa. Welcome to Soto Sopa.
That was, you know what? That was brilliant. I am actually a sucker for the figurative Soto Sopa. If I could live in a soda sofa, I would live in the villas of Kenny's house.
You millennial, you.
I mean, it's nice. I mean, you get, because it's true though. You look like you got the Red Lobster. You got the city. You got the shitty walk. And it's like sometimes you've just had that so much that like, oh look, there's a new little cafe in there. And maybe I just want to go try this new little cafe. So moving forward, it's South Downtown South Park, because we're going to take urban development to turn dilapidated part of town into cafes and small shops. We're going to take the shitty part of town and turn it into a good place where people can create commerce and make us a little bit more environmentally friendly, because we're recycling this area. We're bringing this historic South Park back to fruition. So they decided to do Kenny's house. It's the only historic part of South Park. It's the downtrodden area of South Park. And they're just standing outside Kenny's house, like, staring at the property, like, we can do this. And they're just in there, like, what the hell's going on? What is it that they say when he asks what the hell they're doing?
Reinvigorating? I forget the specific word.
Well, yeah, gentrification was the word they used, yeah, right?
That's
We're gentrifying. Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to keep everything, put a closet in the middle for toddlers, like, they're basically just going to turn this... the worst part of South Park into like this up and coming thing. So Randy at the community meeting is meeting with the only people who are against Soto Sopa, which are the McCormicks, who are just really pissed off because we're only going to talk to the lower income residents of South Park, which is literally just that family. And they're saying, well, why don't you do it to Randy's house? I have a nice house. It wouldn't work. I have a nice house. So we get opened up to Soto Sopa, like the next day, it seems like. It's all set. And we have Steed, which is the name of some weird restaurant.
Here's the thing. I think I can name at least five places that I've been to that are like Soto Sopa.
Oh, yeah.
Just in this, like San Jose has Santana Row, right? You got the Grove, you got the Americana. We've just opened up one in Woodland Hills,
downtown Pasadena.
Although it's not like quite like Soto Sopa, it's not to that extent.
It's the outdoor brick old brick buildings with shops put in, with walkways put. It's an outdoor mall made of old historical buildings.
All right, fair enough. And then you got North Hollywood. There's six right there.
There you go.
Wow.
So I wrote down some of the names. We have the Stag, Steed, Savor the Goodness, Soto Space, By the Garage, like B-I, and Rusty Alley with the McCormick House in the middle of it. And the sign says historic because they got to pander to it. We cut to City Walk, and there's no customers except for one guy that the guy's just talking to the whole time really loudly. Nobody wants me authentic shitty food. I'm a Rarick. And he's smoking a cigarette. I'm trying to figure out what the reference to this is.
Well, Asian just smoke cigarettes.
Inside the place?
Yeah, I mean, have you been to, like, China or Japan? Like, they'll smoke in the subway.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't catch that one.
I mean,
he's so Asian, Steven.
He's so Asian.
I mean, did you not? Then he took it to the further. Like, if there's one thing we're good at, it's child labor. Like, come on. They're clearly playing up every Asian stereotype, except maybe, like, shitty driving.
Well, we did not get shitty driving in this episode.
Have they not done that yet?
Not in this episode, I'm just
saying. Oh, they did that in the Wacky Races episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Kenny's family, they're inside the house inside of Soto Sopa. He's like, can we get outside? No, we can't afford $10 ice cream. Because they charge ridiculous prices at these things. So this is when they make the call to Whole Foods.
First off, this ice cream, right? It's real milk.
Oh God!
No, I mean, that's how they just it's
the cows were like free grown. Range or whatever.
Yeah, local grown, all that stuff, and
no GMOs.
And there's recycled, I don't know.
Recycled waffle cones?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's such a, there's such a conversation going on about this topic right now because of what they're doing in San Francisco. They want to turn Old Town San Francisco into the next kind of Silicon Valley hub, but a lot of these small Asian restaurants that are there are really worried because if they raise the rent and things like that, they won't afford to live there when they're the ones who kind of have been there for years and years and years. So in San Francisco, the big conversation right now is, should we allow like YouTube or Facebook or these headquarters to be in San Francisco? Because it would kind of change the whole landscape of how the town is and change the tourism, change kind of the old town charm.
I remember there's an episode of Bar Rescue, and one of the guys was paying $18,000 a month in rent.
In San Francisco?
No, this was in Chicago. But I can only imagine, like, you know what I mean? Like, if that becomes like a standard, 18 grand a month just for rent. Forget like utilities and everything else. So, yeah, I could see that being a concern.
Right.
If you're an Asian place, most of your food costs $5.
Yeah. I worked down at Luis's on Laurel and Ventura. The rent was like 17 grand a month for a place that was like Italian restaurant that the prices were moderate. Like, there's no way.
Wow. They never told us what the rent was at the Saddle Ranch on the Sunset Strip.
Hopefully they own it.
Right?
So they call Whole Foods and they're like, oh, yeah, South Park, Colorado. No, 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 no. We got soda sopa, soda sopa, soda sopa. What did you think of this, Phil?
You know what? I liked how they ended it of like, yeah, they are considering maybe sending someone. Okay.
They maybe might send over a representative. Woo!
Yeah. So I thought that was good. I mean, and again, it's all just for the surface of it all. It's not to actually better yourself.
Right. So this is to
fix their image.
Yeah, this is where we get the first commercial where you're like, is this a real commercial or what's going on? And it's like, yeah, in the downtown district of South Park, we have Arts District, like blah, 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 just talking about all the restaurants and things like that. And it's like, now, if you want to live in the downtown South Park, Soto Sopa, we have the Lofts at Soto Sopa and the residents at the Lofts at Soto Sopa. Like, they're just doing what they do. They take the old town, they build around it till the point that it's completely...
And you have the walkway directly to the Whole Foods.
Right.
Exactly. You gotta have that. So, CityWalk's hiring child laborers to take the business away from Soto Sopa. So, basically, they take the child labor force, which is all the Syrian children from the other episode that Cartman had shipped in, or Kyle had shipped in, or whatever. So, we're carrying over from that, and all these Syrian children, refugees, are still here. Everyone's in town cleaning and preparing for the Whole Foods, and they tell Kyle no speeches. And the guy shows up driving a Prius, and he's literally like a Nazi freaking guard from a concentration camp doing a check on the town. And he meets PC Principal. PC Principal does this whole thing like, yeah, we had a few holdouts, but we dragged them kicking and screaming in 2015. Freaking ridiculous.
Oh, PC Principal. I like PC Principal.
I do too, and I expected him and this Whole Foods guy to be BFF.
I think he's around to stay. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're getting rid of PC Principal for a while, unless he dies some really horrible death at the end of the season.
Which doesn't mean that he'll be gone either.
But I like that, you know, obviously, I like how he also, even beginning, referenced a lot of the, you know, like, chef and things like that. Like, how racist this town actually is.
An Asian
like
guy
all the seasons.
Who's not really, a white Asian guy who's not really Asian, but does his best to try.
By chain smoking.
He's like, pretend that I'm not here, and then just like does the Nazi walk across the classroom in front of everything. Is there a reason the black children and the children with disabilities sit in front and center? No, that's just where they always sit, next to our beloved Craig there, who's a homosexual.
What?
Poor Craig.
Go to Soto Sopa. He enjoys. It's like the urban housing with the upscale entertainment. I've seen enough today. I am weary. Where shall I sleep? He's just being really weird. We get another Soto Sopa commercial with all the stock footage, the villas at Kenny's house, where you just see Kenny's dad and mom fighting in the background, taking the views of the proposed Whole Foods, not officially included, like people wagering against planned developments.
I liked how there was a point where they mixed the real footage with the fake Kenny household, and they're just in the background. Just staring at him like the look of death. That was the best.
Yeah, it was. These commercials are really well put together for the amount of time they have.
I mean, here's the thing: the stock footage that they used, I'm sure you can grab it anywhere.
Well, yeah, because I was watching it, and I was like, did they shoot these in the last week?
No,
like,
am
I going to see an AfterBuzz host like in the background as an extra?
Nope, it's just stock footage that I'm sure was available.
Generic stuff they probably paid $100 for.
Yeah, if they did, then he probably didn't even care.
So the Whole Foods guys wants to see the cows, so they show him the cows. Yes, they're local cattle. It's the guy who's like, how long did it last time in the first episode with the farmer guy. So where are they butchered? Over there. Are these bullets reclaimed metal?
I believe so.
So the pastor comes up and tells him that Mr. Shittywalk is revitalizing the old shitty neighborhood. So
which wouldn't be a problem.
No,
it wouldn't be a problem. That actually would be a good thing,
right?
It doesn't make sense, but he has all the children doing it, which is not a good thing. Child labor.
Let's go, child labor.
So we get the Shittywalk commercial with it. It's a shitty pie town. Come to the shitty pie town. We have Asian fusion and seafood cooked daily at the Red Lobster.
This was a good commercial, and obviously, you know, first off, it was Kenny, which I give Kenny a lot of credit for. But then when they cut to actually Shittywalk food, the fact that it was actually this, like, that was gross and disgusting.
Like, half eaten. Oh, so gross.
Yeah, like, wow, here's lunch. Why don't we just take a couple pictures of that?
Enjoy our state-of-the-art toilet designed for men and women after you've eaten all your delightful Shittywalk food.
Oh, my God.
So we get this gigantic fight where Kenny kicks Randy and everyone starts fighting with the children. The Whole Foods guy walks up. I've never seen a town put so much energy into an exaggerated sense of social consciousness. Congratulations, you have your Whole Foods.
That's
all it takes, apparently.
It's just basically the punchline for the episode. It's all these towns who are doing this when it's all about money. The hipster thing is a very big movement, but whenever there's a movement behind somebody, somebody's going to find a way to monetize it. So you take old parts of town, make them look historic, and put all these great words behind them, but then basically capitalize the hell out of it with corporations and everything and make a shit ton of money.
That's what it's all about.
That is all what... It's all about image. Nobody gives
money,
a crap.
Money.
Kenny gets the child wage labor that he deserves, and we get, like, the nice, sweet scene.
So
where
cute.
He gives...
Yeah, but what happened to Kenny and the McCormicks? What happened to Kenny and the McCormicks?
We're left
with the Whole Foods, but what happened to the McCormicks?
Actually,
nobody seems to care.
What happened to the Mexicans?
Well, they're staying.
Right.
Wherever they may be.
So, the sun rises on South Park. We get really nice animation of Whole Foods right next to City Walk. It's funny because they always have a Panda Express right next to any grocery store. Like, any Ralph's in L.A., you'll find a Panda Express, like, right next door. People are on bikes in the shopping center. Everyone's just like...
Wendy's riding her skateboard.
Yeah.
There's dogs.
Yes!
Come to the Whole Foods right across... When you have good food and good people and good entertainment down at Soto Sopa, come to the Whole Foods in South Park, Colorado. Like, they just turn it into a commercial at the end.
Good for Whole Foods.
Right?
This was... Oh, man, they got either a great commercial or a bad commercial. But either way, we're talking about Whole Foods.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're okay with it.
Do you think they paid for this? Or do you think it's just Trey Parker and Matt Stone doing whatever the hell they want and just assuming they're going to be fine with it?
Well, yeah, and Whole Foods is just really the epitome of, like, what they were trying to say here. You know what I mean?
Douche,
like, what else are you going to pick?
The douchey culture.
You could make Trader Joe's, but Trader Joe's is not nice.
No, Trader Joe's is cool. Oh, no. All right, well, Trader Joe's is too cheap, then, to be
it's
a Whole
it's
Foods.
It's just not mainstream.
Right.
If they mention Trader Joe's in this show, they better mention how terrible their parking lots are intentionally designed.
That'll probably be what they'll say about
it. It has
Trader
to
Joe's.
Be. Like, people are just trapped in the parking lot for, like, days and days, and they can't get out.
It sounds like that sounds like IKEA. Like, when you... If you enter IKEA, you have one choice. You either enter or you don't. Because once you're in, you're in.
You're leaving with a trunk load full of stuff.
Because you literally... It's like, I just want to grab a spoon. Okay, great. You have to go through 48 departments to whatever, it doesn't matter. That's it.
At least
the best ones are when you have to move your car after you go buy something, and then you have to go get your car and bring it to the area where you can pick stuff up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gotta love IKEA. Hey, cinnamon rolls and the meatballs are on point.
But again, if you make that choice to eat IKEA food, know that no matter what, you're still going through the department stores and you're going through at least 48 sections.
Just for some Swedish meatballs.
All right. So, I mean, we're all good. That's pretty much the episode. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
Yeah. This wasn't, I think the previous two episodes were more just rants because mm-hmm. it was so political and it was such a good topic, but this was really just straight up comedy on cultural situations.
Yeah, it's like whatever they had bottled up all summer, whatever they've been PO'd about, now they got it off their chest and now, you know, we're back to the comedy.
Oh, I don't feel like they've got it completely off their chest, but I feel like this was just like, let's get a light episode in here somewhere.
You're expecting more political next week?
Oh, yeah, because
PC Principal to be back with a vengeance?
No. Garrison's coming back with a vengeance. Ooh. They've put Garrison... Let's go into predictions. They put Garrison through some of the weirdest situations throughout the season from the show. I mean, we've literally watched him chase a mouse with a penis attached to the back of it throughout town, asking all the kids, "Have you seen my penis?" So, in this position where he's running for president, like, there's so much opportunity to make it, like, the most ridiculous thing we've probably ever seen.
Maybe we'll finally get an indicator as to who his running mate will be.
Well, it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Who will go up against him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so who they'll go up against. Our fans had some good predictions last week on, like, maybe it would be, like, a Kris Jenner thing, you know.
Okay, okay. No, I think he should go up against Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye and Kris Jenner.
Kanye and Kris?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's a few things I want to see, but...
Because we've already seen Kanye. Now, I feel like it's time for Kanye to come back.
Well, after his presidential thing at the VMAs, or whatever it was, yeah.
I want to see him deal with PC Principal and everyone else.
I want to see Giant Douche and Turd Sandwich come back, because that feels like what the presidential election is this year. It's just a return of Giant Douches and Turd Sandwiches.
I think they're going to take it somewhere even more involved than that. Like, we're going to look back at that stuff and go, oh, that was nothing compared to season 19.
I'd like to see Cartman in the shoes of Frank Underwood from House of Cards and have, like, Cartman, like, turns and talks to camera and then, like, does, like, the knocking on the thing with his ring and turns into Frank Underwood. Because if there's any character that is possibly as evil as Frank Underwood, it's Cartman to enter the politics scene. I don't know. All right. That's our show, guys. Where can we find you on Twitter?
All right. Hit me up at Christy Reports, please.
And follow us here at AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Follow me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, STPHENLAMIEUX. Go ahead and do an iTunes review. We'll read it next week. And have a good week, guys.
Bye. And fuck you, too. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.